Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Just that we come in Monday, fix our mistakes, we walk through it, and then we just come together as a team. Like, it's 18 games. We lost a rough one, a one that you could have said we should have won. And you just grow off it. Like, this is the character building. This is the adversity. We have adversity. You know, we backed up in the end zone. We gave up three, but penalty. This is all part of adversity. Undefeated seasons, like, they're hard in the NFL. Like, let's be real. And sometimes, just like today, you the bed. That's just the reality of it. Like, it happens to the best teams. You know what I mean? Even the best Super Bowl champs make mistakes, and they pay for it early. You know what I mean? You go back to the history of the champions and who they played and games they should have won. It's just part of being natural. It's that competitive. It's that hard to win. Like, it's hard as hell to win football games. So when you win football games, it's a celebration. But when you lose, it sucks.
Micah Parsons, following the loss Sunday, the Green Bay loss to the Cleveland Browns. Undefeated seasons, they're hard. Let's be real. Sometimes, just like today, you S the bed. That's just the reality. It happens to the best teams. Even the best Super Bowl champs make mistakes, and they pay for it. Matt LaFleur was not thrilled with that comment. A lot of fans weren't in Green Bay either. It's like, dude, you've never sniffed the Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Sniffed an undefeated season. What would you know about any of this? Look, Micah Parsons rubbed people the wrong way in Dallas. There was not a lot of tear shedding when they traded him. I still think that was the biggest reveal, you know, there at the end. He's a great player, though. I mean, he is a game-impacting player. But immature, you know, at this point in his career. There's just some immaturity. This was Matt LaFleur yesterday, you know, not necessarily responding directly to the Parsons comments, but he figured out a way to get it in.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
Yeah, he didn't mention Micah Parsons specifically. He didn't mention Rashid Walker, another player who had mentioned something about going undefeated after they beat Washington on Thursday night. Matt LaFleur, by the way, is a very good NFL coach. Probably very underrated for most NFL fans. But man, nothing kind of speaks to the nature of the NFL being week to week than the Packers losing at Cleveland. And losing a game, by the way, in which they led 10 to nothing late in the game. I mean, their defense is awesome. We understand that. But so is Cleveland's defense. And then there was a crushing mistake. Up 10 to 3, very late in the game, Jordan Love made a mistake that you just cannot make. He threw an interception on 3rd and 3 from his own 20-yard line to Grant Delpit and just completely misread the coverage and threw a terrible ball. It got returned to the 4-yard line. The Browns scored, and then they blocked the field goal on block field goal day, Sunday. They blocked the field goal, and then in one of the best executions I have ever seen of clocking the ball after a throw into the field of play with no timeouts left, what Cleveland did, go watch this. It is so well done. 12 seconds to go. They're at the Green Bay 45-yard line. They have no timeouts left. Typically, I remember Brady and the Patriots saying, you need 14 seconds with no timeouts. 14 to throw the ball into the field of play and be able to get up to the line of scrimmage and clock it and still have time left. That play started with 12 seconds. Flacco throws over the middle to Njoku, the tight end. He catches it. He gets tackled. And the precision, the execution, the unbelievable way in which the Browns got aligned, got the referee to tap the ball saying it's in play, to snap it, they still had 2 seconds left. It didn't even come down to 1 second. And then they kicked the game-winning field goal in that game. That's one of those losses where they happen sometimes in the NFL. Green Bay, I don't know if they will rue this loss. Cleveland's given, you know, Cleveland should have beaten Cincinnati in the opener. Absolutely. They were much closer against Baltimore than the final score indicated. The problem is they couldn't really score against Baltimore. But they had a chance, I think it was 20 to 10 late in the third quarter with the ball, and then the game got out of control in the fourth quarter. But, Sunday was, where is it? So Sunday in the NFL, Seven games featured a final score, game-winning score, in the final 3 minutes of the football game, either regulation or overtime. That is tied for the most in a single NFL weekend since the 1970 merger, according to Elias Sports Bureau. Sunday was one of those days. That 1 o'clock window end, you know, I don't know about you, but when we're up 41 to 24 and it's over, I got red zone working on the other. And I've also got the ticket. So we were flipping around. I had some people over. The Eagles game had the blocked field goal, followed by the Jets who blocked the field goal, and then the Browns blocked the field goal. It was madness. Then Houston's driving for a game tying score. Just craziness at 1 o'clock. And then in the late window, you had the incredible finish, the Chargers down 20 to 13. What a throw by Herbert to Keenan Allen. By the way, what an addition bringing Keenan Allen back. Keenan Allen, you know, a veteran 33-year-old receiver who has played his, you know, entire career with the exception of the one season last year in Chicago, already 3 weeks, 19 receptions, 194 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Justin Herbert. He's always been a pro, man. The combination of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen for so long was one of the best pairings of wide receivers in the league, both for Rivers and for Herbert. They just always seem to get hurt. You know, Williams always seemed to get hurt. Keenan Allen got hurt a bunch. But what an addition he has meant. That game was a sick finish. And then you had an incredible finish in San Francisco between the Cardinals and the the 49ers. Mac Jones, first of all, they got a huge third down stop. And then Mac Jones, after the 49ers had taken a safety in the fourth quarter, which gave Arizona a 15-13 lead, Mac Jones down down two with no timeout. I think maybe they had one timeout left, or I think they had one timeout left from their own 20, drove them down the field and got them into chip shot field goal range. And their new kicker, Pinheiro, made a 35-yarder at the gun. So Mac Jones is 2-0 for the 49ers, who are 3-0 overall. But once again, man, major injury bug for the 49ers. Nick Bosa, torn ACL. I'll be honest with you, I hate when that happens. I hate when some of the best players in the NFL are lost for the year, because I love watching the league as well. Now, it's better for the other NFC teams that Nick Bosa's not out there. By the way, I was looking at the box score. One other quick thing. Brian Robinson, 2 carries, 22 yards in that game. He had a 19-yard run in that game. But McCaffrey is the bell cow, obviously, for the 49ers. And as long as he's healthy and Trent Williams is healthy, you know, and they're going to get Ayuk back at some point, I believe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kendrick Bourne, by the way, who considered signing here, but remember after week one signed with the 49ers, actually has 7 catches in 2 games for San Francisco. The 49ers are a tough call right now through 3 games because they barely beat Seattle, barely beat the Saints, and barely beat the Cardinals. They've got Jacksonville this Sunday. I don't know if Purdy's going to be back, but the loss of Bosa is devastating. There were some big injuries across the league. James Conner done for the year in Arizona. He's a spiritual leader on that team as well. CeeDee Lamb, high ankle sprain, 3 to 4 weeks. You know, I'm ruling Dallas out 3 weeks into the season. Their defense is just so god-awful, and there's not like an obvious fix to it. Talent-wise, they can move the football, they can score points, but when you're that bad defensively, and they've given up, you know, they gave up 37 and the biggest day of Russell Wilson's career pass yardage-wise. Caleb Williams just had arguably the best day of his young career. They play the Packers Sunday night, but I think Dallas and the Giants in the division have no chance. Like, I know it's only 3 weeks, but you're going to get Jackson Dart here shortly. Giants would have been much better off playing Jameis Winston. Is Dart, have they announced it yet? No.
Yeah, no, it just came out like 5 minutes ago. Jackson Dart is the starter in New York.
Yeah, I mean, after that abomination Sunday night, I mean, Russell Wilson borderline looked like he was throwing the game in terms of the cover at the end. I'm being serious, too. I know it, he wasn't. I'm not accusing Russell Wilson of point shaving. But if you didn't know who the quarterback was, it being a 14, 15-year veteran in Russell Wilson, and you saw the throws he made when they were going in for the backdoor cover, you would have been suspicious. It was four of the worst throws, and then the four straight zero-chance throws. They had to look at that end and just say, yeah, we can't put him out there anymore. The way he looked against Washington, the way he looked against Kansas City, and yet there's the Dallas game, you know, in the middle of that, of the two horrendous. That may be it for Russell Wilson, because you're not going to pull Dart. You know, if he gets injured, you might think about Jameis and not going back to Russ. Who's going to give Russ a shot next year?
Cleveland, if nothing works out?
No. They love, if they decide they that a veteran Gabriel quarterback is necessary next year for Shadur or for Dylan Gabriel, or if, you know, they could draft somebody again, they would go back to somebody they love personally, and that would be Flacco.
He pack his bags and go across town to the New York Jets.
I think there's just a whole lot with Russell Wilson. I know it's not as bad. I think he kind of got that message when he got to Pittsburgh last year, and Tomlin said,
"No
entourages. You don't have your own private bathroom, private shower, private locker room." They didn't give him any of those things that really ticked off, you know, Sean Payton in Denver. I just don't think he can play anymore. Like, of course, I said that after the Washington game, and then he had the Dallas game. I can say that now because he's not going to play anymore. But I just don't think that anybody's going to give Russ a shot next year. What's the point? He literally, go watch. This was late night, okay, Sunday night. I'm still involved because I got the Giants. I actually bought the half point. It went to 6.5, bought the half point, had them plus 7. It's 22-9, and they're first and goal inside the, you know, at like the 5-yard line, something like that. And the next four plays are four of the most embarrassing throws by a veteran quarterback I've ever seen. The first one went through the tunnel. He got called for grounding. The next three sailed completely out of the end zone, nowhere near receivers. He should have been called for grounding on another one. And it looked like he knew that a score would have meant a cover. I mean, Russell Wilson is not the person that you'd ever accuse of doing that. So I'm not accusing him. I'm just saying, if that had been a nameless player, you would have said, whoa, what's going on here? He understands what the number is. You know who's played really well for the Giants? The Arizona State running back.
Cam Scatter. He's a wrecking ball, dude.
Yeah. And he's going to get all the carries now because Tyrone Tracy's out. He's injured. So we get Dart in New York. Who did the Giants play? They played Chargers
this weekend, yeah. Oof. I made the same noise. Oof.
It's so hard, you know, college quarterbacks projecting. I mean, Lane Kiffin is a master, like Kingsbury was in college. He can make almost any quarterback look really good. I know Jackson Dart's got some talent. I watched a lot of Ole Miss games with him last year. And he can make a lot of the plays and a lot of the throws, and there's definitely, you know, a swagger to him. There's no doubt. He also throws it to the wrong team a bunch, or he did at times. Interesting. Yeah, Dable, at this point, there's zero upside in playing Russell Wilson. Now for him and Shane, their only hope is that Jackson Dart looks the part. They develop him. They develop a rapport with him. The Giants become a better team. You know, they go on one of those, you know, winning 5 out of the last 6 or something like that. You know, even though they finish 7-10, if Dable's going to be back, it's their only chance to keep their jobs is to play Jackson Dart and to develop him. Tough spot always for a first-round quarterback to be drafted by a team with a head coach who is essentially borderline hot seat slash lame duck. That is always hard. What an NFL weekend, man. Honestly. The league. Oh, Mike Evans was the other big injury I wanted to mention. You know, the Bucs are 3-0. Three last-second, last-minute wins. Mike Evans out, you know, 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. He's had those hamstrings before, if my memory serves me correctly, on Mike Evans, who is still a brilliant receiver. I think one of the stories of the first 3 weeks have been some of the defensive performances. The Packers, the Browns, the 49ers, the Eagles, I guess, to a certain degree. The special teams have been a big part of these games, certainly this past weekend. Indy, I guess, is the biggest surprise. Indy, there are 6 undefeated teams. Buffalo, Indy, the Chargers, the Eagles, the Bucks, and the 49ers. And the biggest surprise by far, Indianapolis. The Colts, by the way, have punted one time in the first 3 games. Once. You know who is a sleepy, just out on the periphery MVP candidate right now with another couple of really good games, could move himself into the picture? Daniel Jones. Not kidding. They've got the biggest point differential right now, plus 47 after 3 games. They've punted once. That's the first time it's happened, by the way, in the first 3 games of an NFL season since 1940. They got a little bit lucky against Denver. Denver, you know, they missed a field goal, but Denver had the penalty. And they've had the Dolphins and the Titans. They play the Rams this weekend on the road. The Rams coming off that, you know, blown lead in Philadelphia. What's that number? I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I'm going to guess the Rams are at least a 4-point favorite, 3-point favorite, 4. What are they? They are 3.5 at home against the Colts. Colts have a good roster. Man, another good NFL card. We get a doubling game, Vikings Steelers, 1 o'clock. Obviously, our game against Atlanta, but you also have Eagles Bucks at 1 o'clock, and then in the 4 o'clock window, Colts at Rams, Jags at Niners, Ravens Chiefs. Ravens and Chiefs. Somebody's going to come out of that game 1-3. 1-3. I guess they both could come out 1-2-1 if the game ended in a tie. And then we get the Packers and Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Good weekend coming up. All right, we'll finish up with a couple of news and notes from around the sports world, including a very surprising retirement in college basketball. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.